Good afternoon, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with a look at the commodity markets. This morning, USDA released their May crop production and WASDE reports. Here are some of the key numbers for wheat crop production for this year. All wheat at 2.087 million bushels, and the all winter was 1.472. And then let's look at some ending stocks numbers. We'll start with the 2014-15 numbers. Corn, 1.851 billion bushels. Soybeans are 350 million, and wheat at 709 million bushels. And then going to the 15-16 numbers, the new ones, the first of the season, corn, 1.746 billion bushels, soybeans, 500 million bushels, and wheat, 793 million bushels. Let's see how the trade has reacted to those numbers. Hard red winter May wheat is 517, up 7.5. Soft May, 484.75, up 8.5. May corn, 359.5, up 1.25. July, 362.25, up 1.75. December, 377.75, up 2.25. May beans, 971, down 12. July, 957.5, down 16.5. November, 932.75, down 16.75. May soybean meals, 302.60, down 9.50. And May soybean oils, 32.76, down 28 cents. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities. He is in New Market, Indiana. Good afternoon, Wayne.
Why, good afternoon, Dave.
What do you make of these reports and how the trade has reacted to them?
Well, I think that that 500 million carryover in the beans has definitely been the number that's caught as far as the trade's going along. The corn with the pressure on the beans is a little bit surprising. We're hanging in there. And that, you know, the ending stocks bumped higher. The old crop, no real surprises. The feed usage is left unchanged for the old crop. The feed residuals projected 50 million more for the with higher animal needs for the 15-16 year crop year, and of course they raised the exports 25 million for that year also. But we, you know, figure the carry in and everything. Why it doesn't look sort of like a no-brainer or no activity really generated from this report from the as far as market movement should be as far as the corn goes. The beans, like you said, we did come in here big time. They've raised a little bit of South America's stuff that way. They've decreased a little bit for China for next year. And that 500 million carryout is just looming high over our heads there. But you wonder here, I mean, as we look at the prices, you know, the projected prices, as we take a look at them here for the corn, 365 for the 14-15 year, the 350 for the 15-60 year. You know, pretty much the same numbers. But beans, you know, 10.05 for the 14-15 crop, but $9 for next year. So they're very much estimating, you know, we can drop a dollar in the beans.
And that 500 million carryout for the soybeans assumes a BPA at 46, which is 1.8 less than this year.
Yeah, and I think, you know, we had a pretty good yield, and as we're looking at a lot of things, the government's looked at where the beans are going to be planted and everything that's going on. So, you know, as for this time of year, that's probably a very close estimate.
So do you think that corn is actually hanging in a little bit because the trade was bracing for even worse numbers?
Yeah, they were looking for possibly a bigger yield number for next year. There was a lot of talk on the news wires that they might raise it up from that 166.8, maybe as possibly as high as 168. We aren't seeing that yet, which I think it's way too early to be raising that. We've got a good start of things here, but most corn isn't over an inch tall yet, at least in Indiana. So we're just thinking that that was very good and conservative that they didn't do that.
Do we get the idea that when we take the report as a whole, that essentially the world is awash in coarse grains?
That would be the right answer. There is no doubt in our minds right now that basically it's going to be a hard road to get a good rally out of things unless we see some weather changes coming up down the road here.
So it is not much of a stop for July beans, which are, I think, around 957-ish right now, to test the April low when that was 950, and then it's 937 on down to last October's low. Is there anything that you can think in the way, much unless it's a weather scare, that would prevent that from happening?
I think it could be the renewable fuel standard come out and say that we have to make so much soy diesel to come up to their standard, to their requirements that way. Could be one thing. The other thing is going to be weather, because we're planting this crop, we're ahead, and the weather's been ideal.
Although I did note this little note when USDA was writing, or WASDE actually was doing the writing, it said projected yield based on weather adjusted trend model assumes normal midway planting progress in summer weather. The trend yield is not adjusted for this year's rapid planting pace, as more than 90% of yield variability is still determined by July weather.
And that would also be true, because basically with beans, if they get in, get up, and get growing well, the July-August weather is very, very more important than planting dates in most cases. We just like a big, strong plant out there to give us the opportunity. But all in all, the weather is still a very determined factor for both of these crops as we're coming on. I couldn't remember back, 1988 and 12 and like that, and mm-hmm. We had a good crop at this time. And the weather changes things a lot sometimes. But we are hearing the talk that the El Nino has got a 70% chance of going through the summer, 60% chance of going through harvest, and that generally means a little cooler, wetter weather for the Corn Belt. So all in all, that projects to a fairly good crop.
Well, then let's look at what today's numbers means for marketings going forward. Begin with old crop corn.
The old crop corn, we're seeing some fairly decent strength here. We're seeing some good basis levels different place. As far as the report goes, I think that's still on some sort of rallies here, like the July corn getting up in above 370 is a better sell than buy.
New crop corn.
The new crop corn, we went up to 388.5 here today. I think somewhere where we said it before, I think between the 383 and above, there is a better sale than buy also.
All right, old crop soybeans, which there's not a lot around, but maybe
not
some
a lot of those around,
few.
And they can vary greatly that way. I think with a little hope, we could take those to 975 to 995, but in that area, I'm going to be saying goodbye to them if I got any left. The November beans, I think, we talked about it. We've got a chance. I think you have to sit on your hands for right now as far as selling them down at this level. We'd like to wait and see see if we can't get back at least over 960. We might start dribbling them in with some hopes of the 975 to 985.
And I suppose before I let you go, a comment or two about the wheat.
We're seeing a little bit of a bounce back here. I think at these levels, we're looking to try to get back over $5 before we do any sales there.
All right, Wayne, thanks much.
Thanks, David.
That's Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities, and he is in New Market, Indiana. Let's go ahead and see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter May wheat is 517, up 7.5. The July contract is 514, up 5.25. May soft wheat is 483.75, up 7.5. The July is 484.25, up 3.25. May corn, 359.5, up 1.25. July, 362.5, up 2. September, 367.25, up 1.75. December, 377.5, up 2. March of 16, 389.75, up 3. Go out to July, it's 403, up 1.75. May soybeans are trading 970.5, down 12.5. July, 957.25, down 16.75. August, 949.75, down 16.75. September, 938.5, down 15.75. November, 932.75, down 16.75. May soybean meal, 302.60 down 9.50. May soybean oil, 32.76 down 28 cents. The July, 33.06 down 13. June live cattle, 151.55. They're up 130. May feeders, 217.85, up 107.5. And then May lean hogs are trading 81.25, and they are up 55 cents. And that is our coverage of today's crop production and WASDE reports. This is Dave Dickey.